I wanted to talk to Josh and Lauren about that. There are plenty of organizations in this town that do exactly the same thing. Like what, Josh?
Well, you know, there's a... Gosh, there's a, the list is a mile long, but I'll just go ahead and start with Pier One Theater, another venue-based organization that lost its performance ability to have live performances last year. And as we heard one of the first segments here with the sonnets from February, Pier One has had no shortage of content to share with us, and we've been happy to be able to share that with all of our listeners. Yes, Kathleen?
I'd like to jump in and say you heard Radio Theater this season, written by local playwright Lindsay Schneider. That was Knife Skills by Brenda Dolma. That play was called Rising. Mm-hmm. You also heard some classics from the public domain, Importance of Being Earnest, right?
And the Fred Cook interview.
And Nancy Lord's Fred Cook interview, the latest play in the Pier One Radio Theater series.
And if you've missed any of these and want to go back, they are all available on our website, kbbi.org.
All you have to do is search Pier One Radio Theater.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff, and it'll definitely take some of your time, so enjoy. I do want to mention one thing. My mother-in-law just texted me and said, for those of our listeners that are listening outside of the area, don't forget our area code if you want to call us is 907-235-7721. Easy to forget around here if you're you grew up around here. Gosh, seven numbers is enough. Four, really, because there's just one prefix, but that's not the case anymore.
And not here, for long. We're going to have to, yeah.
907 is going to be a routine thing if you want to call anybody. So if you call the station, 907-235-7721.
Some of the other things, I don't want to, since Matt Hopper just played, I also want to thank specifically the musicians that have been willing to let us root through their sheds and set up remote recording and over the course of the last year, plus the long form days of Concert on Your Lawn, where the community of musicians really cooperated and made KBBI's live music scene this year what it was.
The Concert on Your Lawn, what a great concept to be able to share with everybody. And again, you know, one of those situations where we've lost our opportunity to have a venue to bring everybody together. And there goes that thing again.
There goes the wire.
We were really pleased to be able to bring everybody together in a format where you could imagine you were sitting in a field watching musicians on a stage, even if you were just watching your radio from home. Another great opportunity that was made possible through support from our membership. Support from our members made the financial aspect of getting the equipment and running those processes possible. So thank you very much for that, and we were pleased to be able to bring you something so entertaining. We have another one of those coming up in June.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be nice and sunny like today, and you'll actually be able to go dance out on your lawn. That's really been kind of the most amazing thing about this past year, is just how many people we've been able to partner with, whether it's been musicians or nonprofits or local community groups or local writers. I feel like artists and creatives have just come out of the woodwork and really shared parts of themselves, which has been really, really wonderful. And I think it's a big part of our mission here is to connect the community, not just with information, but with entertainment. We always have the community calendar, where nonprofits can let people know about things they have going on. And this past year, things have shifted so much that I think we've been a very important part of letting people know how they could still get those services. We've been able to do things like partner with the hospital to let people know about different vaccines and what's going on with COVID. We've been able to partner with the city and let people know about relief grants and stuff like that. And then partner with fun organizations. Not that the city and the hospital aren't fun, but with
they are so much fun.
So much fun.
Every Thursday morning at 9 on the COVID brief.
Well, we should just go down this list, because otherwise I think we're going to end up missing somebody. We're going to run out of time, and we don't want to forget anybody. Of the programs that have started over the last year, Sound Collections with the Pratt Museum, collaboration that we've had with them. They are finding people who have strange collections of anything, and talk about collecting seashells, glass floats, books, you name it. They have come up with just a huge variety of things to talk about, and many of them rooted in the collection at the Pratt Museum to bring some relevance back to there. Let's see. We've had some Homer stories and commentary with one of our news commentators on KBBI's local news, Emily Springer. And I'm pleased to announce that we've actually just brought Emily on as a stringer for the station to provide content on a recurring basis, and we're working on a grant to stretch that out as long as we can. The Homer Grown, in collaboration with Homer Soil and Water, an excellent excellent program, and great partnerships, and so many people to share information with and from right around the area. As we mentioned, the COVID brief on Thursday mornings with the Homer Unified Command. We get all of the folks in the Unified Command together to share information and to answer your questions about the situation with COVID in our area.
Yeah, by the way, if anybody has any questions for the panel for tomorrow morning, you can just email them to kathleen@kbbi.org, or like now, if you have any questions or comments, you could call 907-235-7721. You can either go to air and say what you want to say, or you could just have your comment written down or question written down and sent in to the studio. Kim is standing by to take your call now.
Thanks, Kathleen. Also, the Salmon Fest Radio, a program that's produced by Salmon Fest and Cook Inlet Keeper, highlighting all of the music that has been performed at Salmon Fest over the years, and information from their presenters. You can hear that on Monday afternoons at 1 every other week, and a rerun on, gosh, I'm going to botch this here, Thursday night? We're going to have to look at the schedule. It's moved a little bit, so forgive me. We're working on a collaboration with the Kenai Peninsula College Kachemak Bay campus. Lauren, do you want to illuminate a little of that, or is that the...
That, I believe, is on the new studio that Jeff is working on.
Yes. There are multiple recording studios going in various places in Homer, including at the college.
The college and Homer Council on the Arts are both putting in studios.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, the Homestead Kids, we've heard a couple of times over the last year. Great productions, courtesy of the Kachemak Heritage Land Trust.
I'm really looking forward. That's one of the things that I hope to see happen again in the as soon as possible, because the Homestead Kids project from the Kachemak Heritage Land Trust, we could play it every day. We could play it, honestly, we could play it once a week without exaggeration, and people wouldn't complain for months.
Well, people love hearing those stories.
Yeah.
It's great to hear about your neighbors and your neighbors' parents from way back. Let's see, live music performances from Bunnell Street Arts Center that we just heard a sample from. Radio theater and Shakespeare sonnets a day from Pier 1 Theater, among other things. Radio theater from Lindsay Schneider with Knife Skills. And like we said, the Fred Cook interview from Nancy Lord. Local musicians live from home during concert on your lawn. We did some holiday specials, including children's letters to Santa, some special holiday bush lines. The Sexton Word of the Week, an ongoing feature here on KBBI, continues and will continue into the future. The COVID Riff was a short production that we did of 6 episodes of Dr. Rob Downey and public health nurse Lauren Carroll getting into some in-depth conversations about what's happening with the COVID situation, talking about long-haul recovery, and help me, Kathleen, where else did we go on that one? It was very illuminating.
Oh, my favorite title was You Cannot Supplement Yourself Out of an Unhealthy Lifestyle. But also, just to look at your own health and the health of the community from a public health perspective in a lot of different ways.
We also had the Homer High School Swing Choir on at the holidays with the Candlelight Carols and Desserts concert, which minus the desserts this year, but we were still glad to be able to carry our young singers.
And we should have more concert from them on Friday morning.
Excellent. Wonderful. Catchmac Science with the Alaska Coast Catchmac Coast Disturbance.
Science. Yeah, that shouldn't even be on the list. I hope to bring back Catchmac Science, but it's been a year. Things changed here. I don't know if you noticed. Things changed here about a year ago. And so there was no more Catchmac Science. There were too many other things to do, but I do look forward to the time when we can pick that back up.
Mm-hmm. And all of our volunteer DJs providing all of that wonderful musical content you get in the days and in the evenings. And last and definitely not least, I have my mother-in-law and my wife both chiming in. Don't forget Radio Storytime.
Yay!
One of the best collaborations we've had.
And tomorrow
morning
again,
at 10. I don't mean to quantify any of these against any of the others. They're all wonderful. But so many people have looked forward to Radio Storytime since it started. And yet another loss of venue kind of situation. Where do the littles go when they can't go to the library for story time? Now they can tune into KBBI Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. and get their stories with Kathleen and Miss Claudia from the Homer Public Library.
That's right. Everybody gather around the radio, just like at 7 and 9 for Bushlines.
And we really get in, when we listen at home, we really get into that whole bend and stretch thing at the beginning. It just really sets the stage.
I end up singing that goodbye song all the time. Yeah. I love that list. I just really, it really highlights that this is like your public community radio station. All of these things are made possible by you, whether you're contributing actual materials or you are helping with the expense of making these productions possible. So I have to, as the development director, just remind you that that is what your membership dollars are doing. And we really, really appreciate it. It helps the whole community. And if you want to be part of making that happen, any amount that you can give makes a big difference. You can call now. You can call during the drive on Friday and Saturday. It's 907-235-7721.
So before I start asking questions about what's going to happen on Friday and Saturday, I don't want to leave out Check the Pantry, which is a locally produced show right here on KBBI that you can download for podcast. Jeff Lockwood is the producer and the host and the writer. And he also sent us something for the sizzle reel from Check the Pantry. This is from Check the Pantry's coffee episode. You can find it at kbbi.org. Justice Sky from Anokisaten Coffee Roasters teaches Jeff Lockwood how to make a perfect French press coffee.
I use a French press. What's the characteristics of like really good French press coffee?
French press is a really interesting one. It's almost the same as the international standard for grading and scoring coffees, which is called cupping. So when you cup coffee, you just put grounds in a cup and then you pour hot water over them.
Okay.
And after a few minutes, you stir the grounds and let them sink to the bottom.
Okay.
So it's basically cowboy coffee.
Like Turkish coffee.
Or almost the same as French press without the press.
Right.
So most people will tell you that French press should be ground extra coarse because it's fully in contact with the water. So you want to, you don't want it to be too bitter. What I do when I make a French press is I grind a lot finer and then I use less coffee. If you're using less coffee for the same amount of water and grinding finer, you're going to kind of spread out the expression of those flavors. So you're not going to get as strong of a cup, but you're going to get more clear flavors.
Okay.
It's kind of like having a little bit of water in your whiskey. But in order to get a full extraction from less coffee beans, you do need to grind finer. My kind of ideal French press recipe would be by weight, about 1 gram of coffee for every 17 grams of water. Ground pretty fine, not espresso fine, but finer than drip coffee. And I would pour water over it. I would let it brew for about 4 minutes, and then I would stir the crust on top and let that all sink to the bottom.
This is actually, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because when you pour it into the French press, all the grounds come up, and there's
right.
a ton of CO2, and it bubbles, and it makes a big, like you say, a crust. And so you should break that up, because I always do.
Oh, well, I did skip a step.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so before you pour all of the water in, you should pour about twice as much water by weight as you have coffee, and then you should stir that and mix it up.
Okay.
And that's called the bloom, and that'll release a lot of that CO2. And then after about 30 to 45 seconds of that, Then you pour the rest of the water in.
Okay.
And then you want to allow that crust to form on top.
Oh, okay.
And keep it there for about 4 minutes. And at the end of that 4 minutes, that's when you stir the crust. Because while the crust is in the top, it's interacting with the water more. And so you're getting brewing action happening.
Okay.
Once you stir it and it drops to the very bottom, it's not interacting with as much. Ugh. And you've kind of stopped the brewing process at that
point. That's exactly the opposite of what I thought was going on. Because right. I always kind of assumed like, oh, I need to stir it so that it's getting suspended within the water, you know, and then it's going to extract more, but it's actually extracting more when it's sitting at the top, you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. And then I would wait until, so at 4 minutes you stir it, and then I would wait until about 10 minutes brew time.
Okay.
And allow the particles of the coffee to slowly sink and gather in that bed at the bottom.
Okay.
And then very slowly I would press down the plunger of the French press, but not disturb the bed of coffee.
Okay.
Just to keep it down there, and then carefully pour off the top. And that's my ideal French press recipe, which is shared by a lot of people in the specialty coffee industry.
So that's Justice Skye from Anokasaten Coffee Roasters, teaching Jeff Lockwood, host of Check the Pantry, how to make perfect French press coffee. Jeff would like you to know that he now uses this method and that his French press coffee has vastly improved.
And apologies, Jeff, for my coffee and the coffee maker here at the station. I'm sure it doesn't measure up.
But is it time to talk about the CAB?
I think it is.
Nicole, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about the CAB and how anybody can get involved with KBBI in the planning by becoming a part of the CAB.
Okay. But first, I'd just like to just recognize that these last 7 years that I've been on the board have been a real pleasure. Volunteering in this kind of capacity really gives you an institutional perspective over where the station has been and how it's been evolving. We've already been discussing this hour about the evolutions that have occurred within the last year with gaining new technologies for remote broadcast and all those kinds of things, part of which were made possible by grants, part of which, you know, we fundraise for. And I also wanted to just make a little note of being on the board has given me perspective on our working relationship with KDLL, our sister station up there in the Central Kenai Peninsula, who we've collaborated with for years. And allowing for these two collaborations to mesh together, we have been able to, in tandem, have public radio services for the entire peninsula and beyond. So that includes across Cook Inlet, out on the water, and even...
Well, we had Nicole there for a while. Looks like Nicole is phasing in and out. Nicole, let me check. I'll check my tie line toolbox. It appears that Nicole has gone off. I can see her digital signature. We can't see each other with this technology, and that's how we like it, friends. But Nicole, if you're listening, log in again. You know your login and your password, and we'll see if we can get you back. Lauren or Josh, can either one of you talk a little bit about how a person might become involved with the CAB? That is, what does CAB stand for?
The CAB is the Community Advisory Board. Thank you. The Community Advisory Board is a group of local listeners, members who desire to have some kind of participation and influence over the way things operate here at the station. So we've got a variety of things that the CAB does, particularly in advising with programming and community response, and also in participation with community events that the station's involved in. A little bit light in the last year for those, but we anticipate that that's going to ramp back up here in the next, hopefully in the next couple of months, but definitely over the next year. If you would like to be involved in the Community Advisory Board, reach out to us. You can email me at josh@kbbi.org. Just give us a call, 907-235-7721. Of course, we'd be happy to take your information and include you in that group. The Community Advisory Board assists with settling disputes over programming, any issues with any content that we've aired, finding a happy resolution for everybody. So the Community Advisory Board is a group of people that will help mediate any issues that we've had. So lots of great work to be done there. Lots of great opportunities to be involved and be out and be seen with the radio station. So if you'd like to participate in that manner, definitely get involved. Give us a call here at the station and we will set you up.
Or you could email josh@kbbi.org. There's a CAB email.
There is.
If only Nicole were here now.
CAB@kbbi.org. And I know that they have not gotten any relevant emails lately. So if you have any comments about programming, anything you'd like to share, negative or positive, we appreciate hearing the positive as much as we want to hear about the negative stuff. So if any comments that you'd like to share with the Community Advisory Board, anything about KBBI that that strikes your fancy or touches a nerve, do get in touch with us and let us know. This is a community radio station, and we have an obligation to reflect the community we live in. And if something doesn't seem right, we want to know about it.
Well, I'd want, like, it's time. We're at 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes. I'd like to turn our focus to what's going to happen on Friday and Saturday, unless somebody's got something else on their list. I'm very excited to tell everybody about Friday, September 23rd. You know, it's the membership drive day. Yes, Josh?
Well, before we shift gears here, yes. Since we're also making an invitation to listeners to join the CAB, there's also an opportunity for listeners to join the board of directors. We have 7 filled seats right now. We have 4 vacancies, so we have room for more directors. And yet another volunteer position, ability to help influence the decision making of the station and chart our course over the next decade. Do get involved in the board of directors, and just like getting involved in the CAB, give us a call at the station, 907-235-7721, or email me at josh@kbbi.org, and I will help you with that process.
Right. Get in the CAB, jump on the board.
Definitely.
So Friday, I know you're very excited that it's membership drive day, but long before there was a KBBI, Friday was Shakespeare's birthday, April 23rd. So during Slacktide, the Mud Bay Bards are going to be there, the Shakespearean wing of Pier 1 Theater. They're going to be in the studio and remote. And we're going to be delivering Shakespearean insults. If you want them, you can call and make a donation, and we'll direct a Shakespearean insult or declaration of love. You know, in my family, it's kind of the same thing. And if you, but here's just one of the Shakespearean insults, 5 seconds long. It's brilliant. Stand by.
Poisonous, bunched, back, toad.
Yes, that is Oliver. I think Oliver is all of 9 years old, and he will tell you you are a poisonous bunch-backed toad.
Oh, and that was biting, too.
I am going to put that one on my ringtone on my phone. But so, what else? What else is it? So that's Mud Bay Bards, Pier 1 Theater. Also, we'll be talking about Second Sunday Shakespeare, where we collaborate with Kenai Peninsula College, Kachemak Bay Campus. And that'll be from 9 to 10 in the morning, but that's just the beginning.
Yeah, we'll actually be starting even a little bit earlier than that, bright and early. We'll be here at 6 a.m., just starting your day off right. You know, this drive, since we are going to be remote, we don't want to interrupt your programming too much. We want you to have the programming that you love and depend on every day. So we'll be interjecting, letting you hear from some of our staff and some of our supporters and our members on why they love KBBI, how they got started, why they support us. And then we'll have some fun things for you during our live show. So after you send your declaration of love or your insult, you can listen in. Dave Eckert will be live in the studio for Potluck on Friday.
He's going to be live?
He's going to be live.
Excellent.
And he's going to have some fun items to give away. And we'll be doing the premiums as well all during the drive. We'll have Christy Fry here on Saturday for East of ADAC, live from the studio. She'll also be answering phones on Friday. So if you want to call and say hi to Christy, please do, and make your donation. We're really looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. So when you stop by to grab your bag or your mug or your shirt, pop in, say hi. We'll run out to the porch for you, soak up some sunshine, and just catch up. It's going to be a really fun day.
Masks only inside, right?
Masks only inside. And if you're not comfortable coming inside and you want to give us a call, we'll run it out to your car.
We'll skip right outside too.
And if the weather's good, we'll likely just have the door open and be letting the breeze blow through the building. It'll be wonderful.
Hey, it sounds like Nicole.
Hey guys, it's Nicole. Back. I just wanted to let you know I'm back.
Good to have you back, Nicole. Thanks. I mean, it's been a journey over the last year, figuring out the new tech, making it work, and also See, the fact that we're live is why I do this, why I can't go, why I can't work anywhere else, because this is what I like. And when you want to be live and you want to give people a live experience, then it just comes with the territory that you keep trying new ways and new bits of equipment. And so thanks, Nicole, for being on the other end of that today.
No problem.
Well, I have one more thing. I have a Green Dot Minute to play for you from the Sizzle Reel. That's part of a collaboration with South Peninsula Haven House and Green Dot Violence Intervention Program here in town. They've got a party at the beach, I believe. Wait, I'll listen to this week's Green Dot Minute. You've heard one every Monday for the month of April. So here's this week's, and there's one more to go. But here's Jesse Felice from South Peninsula Haven House.
Hi, this is Jesse Felice from Haven House with your Green Dot Minute. This week, we're talking about proactive green dots. Consider green dot opportunities that we have every day without ever seeing someone or something happen in front of us. Consider this question. If a new friend, co-worker, group member were introduced to your social group, workplace, church, or organization, how would they know two things? One, that violence isn't tolerated, and two, everyone is expected to do their part. Feel free to host Green Dot Wednesdays or promote trainings. Join us this Wednesday at Bishop's Beach for a cookout and games. This is Jesse Felice from Haven House with your Green Dot Minute.
So to find out and connect with Green Dot, all you got to do is plug into your favorite social media. I believe that they do a lot of their organizing on Facebook so that you can find out what time to go to their cookout today and get involved with domestic violence intervention training.
Well, thank you, Kathleen.
Sure. It's about time to wrap up, so I'm going to leave the mic to you guys now.
Very good. Well, yeah, we got just a couple of minutes here. I just want to say preemptively thank you to all of our listeners and members for supporting the radio station over the many years and for supporting us this year especially. I do want to say a very big thank you to all of our volunteers who have stuck with us through all of the technical complications that we've experienced a little bit of this morning. It can be extremely frustrating when things don't work, but everybody has been a trooper and really stuck with it, and we can't say thank you enough for all of your dedication. And finally, I want to say a big thanks to all of the staff here at KBBI, the real unsung heroes of getting things done behind the scenes. There's a couple of us that managed to jump on the microphone from time to time to say a bit, but there's a few more of us here that you don't hear from all that often, but they are doing a wonderful job and doing so much. They're so productive and getting so much done behind the scenes. Thank you for everything.
And join us this Friday and Saturday for the drive. Listener support and your donation is the most important source of funding for our radio station. So over this past year, if we have joined you in your home, kept you connected, kept you informed, entertained, consider giving a little contribution. You can call us anytime, 235-7721, or go online to kbbi.org and click donate.
Burnt Down House is going to play us out tonight or this morning for the coffee table. Thanks for listening, Kachemak Bay, and join us now and this weekend for the KBBI Spring Membership Drive. Sour Mash, this song from Burnt Down House, was their contribution to the celebration of lifelong learning from the Home Republic Library that you heard on a recent coffee table. So this is the time when I tell you, you are tuned to listener-supported public radio. This is KBBI Homer, AM 890. The time is 10 a.m. Line 1 Health from the Alaska Public Radio Network is coming up next.